The song is by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil.
When the world and I were young, just yesterday, life was such a simple game a child could play.
It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong, when a man should stand and fight or just go along. But today there is no day or night, today there is no dark or light.
Or tasted fear.
It was easy then to tell truth from lies, selling out from compromise. Who to love and who to hate, the foolish from the wise. But today there is no day or night, today
us to have total autonomy, which we did on Pisces, Aquarius, and Headquarters, threw everything into, it was like cataclysma over there.
Over at Screen Gems.
And I was standing there watching the walls rain down, and finally they said, fellas, you got to help us a little bit. At which point we said, well, okay, cool, you can do some of your own thing.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care.
So Mrs. Gray, she's proud today, cause the roses are in bloom.
And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land,
mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just understand.
Pleasant Valley Sunday was from their almost total autonomy period. Some critics dubbed it plastic protest.
They came out with Pleasant Valley Sunday, which was just kind of a token stab at San Fernando Valley way of life, which, is a very easy thing to make fun of. It's already been made fun of by every group. And here are the monkeys coming on.
The first thing for me to say is that I never have cared. But that's not true. It's been a source of great displeasure to me and immense discomfort. And I don't know why I should put that much stock in what Richard Goldstein says or whether Crawdaddy ignores us or not. But they do, and that upsets me. And I would like them to like us. And I don't know. I guess it's because I'm an artist and my ego gets hurt. I mean, condemning us for not being totally honest and totally... I mean, we are absolutely what you see. There is no front. There is nothing else. And maybe the only group around like that. That's odd, but that's the truth. We are the only, maybe, the only people who get up there. There's no facade, no false front, nothing, man. I'm sitting here on tape to go over the years. I'm telling you, I can't play guitar as good as Eric Clapton. Ask Eric Clapton whether he can play better than Jimi Hendrix.
Just don't fall under me.
The fame and the wealth soothes it a lot, and while those aren't my values, you know, it helps some, you know, to be able to hide behind all that.
And I'd like to see what they like emotionally now after having lived a very traumatic experience.
To some of the other fellas, it's meant, you know, an awful lot. They say, oh, well, you know, look, I'll cry all the way to the bank. To me, I do cry. You know, I may cry all the way to the bank, and I may do all that other stuff, but it hurts, and I would like that acceptance, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to gain that acceptance, but all I can do is everything I can, and I'm doing that now, and if I can't get acceptance for it, well, then I'm really up a creek.
In 1967, Mike Nesmith went into one of Hollywood's biggest recording studios, accompanied by more than 50 musicians from various areas of music. At his own expense, he recorded an extended orchestral work called The Wichita Train Whistle Sings, his own composition. It was well received by the critics, but did not exactly cause the customers to turn cartwheels. But a year later, a shorter Nesmith song hit the singles chart via a Stone Ponies recording.
The Pop Chronicles continue in a moment.